tourism. Kwale County government has begun to explore and develop the untapped tourism opportunities in the coastal county. In a bid to spur economic transformation, Kwale offers serenity and a wide variety of tourist attractions such as Shimba Hills National Reserve, unique wildlife, vast tracts of unspoiled nature, Kisait Mpunguti Marine Park, Kaya Kinondo Forest, Kolobos Conservation Center and the famed Diani Beach. Diani Beach is considered to be one of the most beautiful beaches in Africa as well among the best in the world and has been awarded the best beach destination in Africa for 7 years by the World Travel Awards. Governor Fatuma Akani stated that a well-developed tourism industry has the potential to transform the local economy and enhance the county's revenues. Governor Akani says her administration is out to utilize the tourism sector as a means to attract local and foreign investments, create jobs and generally stimulate the economy. She says the devolved government is out to promote sustainable tourism and enhance the coastal county as a tourist destination of choice. Member of the Kwale County Executive touches the confluence of the Maji Moto Springs, where the county is seeking to put up an eco-tourism resort to spur tourism opportunities. Akani was speaking when she led all the County Executive Committee members on an inspection tour of the ongoing Maji Moto Eco Resort project at Katungur Village in Kanango Sub-County. She said the purpose of her visit and that of the entire county cabinet was to encourage and promote the ecotourism subsector of the coastal county and unlock economic opportunities. The Maji Moto Eco Resort project entails a restaurant, walkways along the hot water springs, modern toilets, and underground water tanks. The Maji Moto tourist attraction site has more than 4 hot water springs boiling at around 65 degrees Celsius. The county will play a crucial role in promoting responsible tourism practices, fostering community engagement, and preserving our rich cultural heritage for posterity, she said. She went on, "We intend to turn Katungur Village into an eco-resort town upon the completion of the new project that will give Maji Moto Springs a facelift and a boost for the tourism sector in Kwale." The county recently launched eco-bandas, or eco-friendly lodges, butterfly farms, and water towers in national reserves with the aim of upscaling. A general view of the Maji Moto Hot Springs, where the county seeks to put up eco-tourism resorts to spur tourism potentials. TM and for Blue Economy and Fisheries, with support from the World Bank. Akani says the eco-lodges offer a range of activities to help guests connect with nature and the local culture, such as game drives, guided nature walks, bird watching, and cultural tours. The eco-bandas that come in all shapes and sizes, from luxury tents, treehouses and traditional huts, are designed to minimize the negative impact of tourism on the environment and to maximize benefits to the local community's neighboring wildlife protected areas. The governor says the devolved government is out to harness Kwale's diverse tourism potential for sustainable development. "We call for collaboration from the tourism stakeholders as we seek to create an enabling environment conducive to sustainable tourism development," she said. She says Kwale, with its diverse cultures and rich natural resources, has great potential for ecotourism development. Akani says the devolved government is turning its focus on ecotourism to drive socio-economic and environmental benefits for sustainable development and make Kwale more prosperous. She says ecotourism is sustainable tourism that seeks to promote the conservation and protection of the environment while providing opportunities for tourists to appreciate the rich natural and cultural heritage of a destination. Akani was recently awarded the Woman of Excellence in Tourism 2024 by Kenya Association of Women in Tourism for her leadership in sustainable tourism, says they are seeking to use ecotourism to sustain and improve Kwale's rich biodiversity and also boost the local economy. Akani noted that ecotourism also encourages the development of cultural products such as traditional handicrafts and cultural performances, which can provide additional sources of income for local communities. "We are cognizant of the fact that the tourism sector is a critical element in ensuring that we create wealth and provide jobs to our people," she said, adding that she is dedicated to tourism advancement in the region. Akani says her determination to prioritize tourism aligns with the national government's resolve to boost the country's economy through tourism development and create an enabling environment for the people to prosper.